Good afternoon, and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation with those in the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon. Remember, you can always go to alaskapublic.org and download all of our episodes of Stage Talk, those that you missed and those you want to hear again. Today, my guests are from the UAA Department of Theater. They are in between their two weekends of producing a collaborative work called Earthquake 64, written by everybody involved with the show, directed by Brian Cook. Brian's here to talk briefly about how this show came into being. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Thank you.
We also have three of the student actor, technician, writers with the show. We have Kaylee Menno. Welcome to the show, Kaylee.
Well, thanks.
We have Peyton Reed. Welcome to the show, Peyton.
Thank you.
And we have Addie Davis, who is the stage manager as well as a collaborator. Welcome to the show, Addie.
Thanks.
So Earthquake 64 is a multidisciplinary performance, creates this event that everybody in Alaska who's been here longer than 5 minutes has heard about. We hear about it all the time. Mm-hmm. And Brian, you're the one who sort of started this creative process. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I wanted to do the show was created through a devising process, which is a, you know, relatively new in terms of the sweep of theater history mode of producing a show, which is that you start with an idea and you go into the rehearsal room and you create the show from scratch. We didn't begin with a written script. So I wanted to do that kind of work with the students. And so we began with a huge in-depth research process, dug deep into all kinds of facets, science and the history of the earthquake and individual people's stories. And then between coursework and rehearsals, created the show, and the students basically have written and created everything in it, including the movement pieces and the songs and everything that someone will see if they come see the show.
Well, how long did this process take? When did you begin?
About a year ago.
So a year ago, did you get the students together with you then, or have they been working with you just for like a few months?
No. Kaylee and Addie have been on it for a whole year. Peyton came in about halfway through the process. So yeah, pretty consistently for a year, we've been starting with the research all through the writing and creative and putting it on its feet process about a year.
Well, this sounds fascinating. I want to go to the students now. Addie, I'm going to go with you first. I know Addie. I've worked with her before in the process of doing a couple of shows. You're working as a stage manager for this show, but you've worked as an actor in other ways. What was this process like for you as opposed to, say, working with a scripted drama?
I think at the beginning it was just interesting, really delving into the research. And this specific topic has so much that it was an interesting process kind of whittling it down. And I know I felt a lot of times like we had to like get rid of things that I was like, oh, like this is such an amazing moment, but it just, you know, we've got a 2-hour show basically that we have to fit into the time. But it was interesting because when I started the process, I definitely had like different modes that I was in of like researching. And then when we were doing a devising class, I was kind of more involved in the creation of like, kind of more the acting side, and then I did have to transition to kind of that stage manager mode, which is a little bit different because you have to kind of be more analytical and a little bit like separate from the creative process. So that was an interesting progression for me.
So you went from being an actor in the show to the acting process of the show to stage management, which is interesting sort of switching of the gears.
Yeah. That was an interesting moment. I've been an actor, like you said, I've been a stage manager, but I've never had to switch gears in my mind in the process of a single show. And it was definitely fun for me because, especially as a stage manager, I really knew the show, like, backwards and forwards.
Because you helped to create it.
Yeah.
Right. Kaylee, let's go to you. You are an actor in the show, and you've also written a lot of the show. What was your process like in terms of helping to create the show?
So I focused a lot on the personal accounts. That's where I delved most of my research into because I found them interesting. And like Addie said, there are so many personal accounts out there. Like there's websites just dedicated to them. And there were so many personal accounts that we found and that were compelling. And we just couldn't find a way to fit them into the show. But that didn't mean that we didn't take elements of some of them and like stick them into someone else's story or bring that moment to light.
Have you dealt with anybody who was really in the earthquake that is still here in Anchorage?
Yes. One of our other cast members, her grandmother was in the earthquake. So we interviewed her as well as someone else who was in the theater department. Their dad was in the earthquake down in Valdez. So we got to talk to both of them as well as someone who experienced the aftermath tsunami down in Oregon, which all of those accounts were very helpful and very insightful.
I bet. Peyton, I want to go to you for a moment here. When you're creating a piece of drama from an historical event, there is all this history, but then you have to dramatize it, right? You have to create it into characters. Is that something that you worked with your character, to take these historical events and make them into your own personal narrative?
A bunch of my character is based off of what was happening at the time, mainly because she has to fit with the time. Because otherwise you have this, like, continuity error of why is she in the 2000s when she's supposed to be in 1964. And so truly mine is a character. She's not based off of somebody who is real or but she is based off somebody who could exist even now and even then.
Fascinating. So I'm going to toss this question out to all the three students here. What's been you talk about editing out a lot of the stories. I guess there's been kind of a cream that's risen to the top that you find some jewels in these stories. Is there any one story that you really, really wanted to have on stage that didn't make it?
This is
Kaylee. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we talked to one of our students' fathers about he was in the earthquake down in Valdez.
In Valdez, right.
And the entirety of his story is beautiful, and we only see a segment of it, and that always makes me, like, very sad because, like, the whole his whole story is so great, and if there was any way to bring, like, that to light or any truth to that, like, it would be wonderful, but it was so long. Like, I wrote it out, and it was 3 pages.
Well, Brian, I'm going to go back to you for a moment. As the director, you are, in a sense, an editor for this show, are you not? That you have got to have that outside point of view to create the structure of the play.
Yeah, I think the difference for me in terms of this, I've been thinking a lot about this, is that usually it's the director who has the vision for the script that you're working on. And for me, it wasn't my vision. It was a collaborative vision that we all came to together. And so what I felt my role was to help support that vision and clarify it and make it easier. But I would say a lot of the stuff we cut out was by common consent, right? Mm-hmm. There was one
Absolutely.
Scene that we all really loved and a character that we prized, but it didn't fit, and we all agreed that it needed to go.
Well, so, for those just tuning in, we're talking about an exciting collaboration called Earthquake 64, being performed this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday over at UAA Fine Arts Building. I've got Brian Cook, Addie Davis, Peyton Reed, and Kaylee Minow on the show talking about that. You also mentioned just movement, dance, music.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Talk about that. Addie, talk about that.
Oh, sure. We've got everything in this show. We have some musical interludes. So one of the collaborators, Becca Padrick, kind of delved into the research and connected with this show via music. So she's written songs that are inspired by earthquakes. So, like, what if you're shaving in an earthquake was one of the songs that she created. It didn't make it in the show, sadly. But there's a musical moment with a bathtub on stage where we've got it wheeling around. So that's involved. And then we also have a movement piece between two of our kind of dramatic characters where they're going through a difficult moment in their marriage. And instead of that being a typical, like, dramatic dialogue-driven scene, it's all through movement, set to the song The Impossible Year by Panic at the Disco. So, which is interesting to, like, juxtapose a relatively new song with an event that would have happened in the 1960s.
You know, it sounds like there needs to be the additional DVD that goes along with this show to have all the edited scenes and songs.
Yeah, giving a commentary.
Right, yeah. Peyton, are you involved in any of the music or the dance movement?
I am involved in singing one of the songs, or two of the songs, one independently and one as a group number. I'm also involved in our movement piece, which was something that I was very passionate about bringing into this and keeping on board. As much as we struggled through it for about a month, I think that we finally got a collaborator in, and she helped us a lot through the process.
Sounds fascinating. Kaylee, this was an emotional time for a lot of Alaskans. As you said, you interviewed some people who had been through the earthquake, the gentleman in Valdez, for example. Were you able to connect to some of the just the emotional qualities of these characters, what they were going through during this earthquake?
I definitely think so. And I think that you can see that in multiple characters. Diane and Monty. No, not Diane and Monty.
Diane Russ.
Diane and Russ. We've changed their names a few times. It's hard to keep track. But they're the ones who have the difficult point in their marriage. And I think you definitely see how emotionally the earthquake affected them, as well as my character ends up losing her children out of it. So everybody's affected differently. For one of the other characters, a marriage came out of it. It shook them into place is how we like to describe it.
Yeah, and on that emotional side, so the man whose story we use in the show a little bit, who's from Valdez, was at the show on Saturday or Sunday, and we had a little talk back afterwards. And his first comment to all of us was how we had captured the emotion that he remembered from the experience. So I do think we've done some justice to that.
Well, it sounds like in addition to the emotional connection, you're also adding a bit of humor to the show. Maddie, you mentioned a bathtub going across
the
stage.
Yeah, there are definitely moments of levity. I think that was important for us because this is a very, personal and, affecting story. But when we were interviewing one of our cast members' grandmothers who was in the earthquake, she had this moment where she was like, we all... after the earthquake, we all ended up playing cards and we kind of, came together and not necessarily, laughed about it. But there were moments where it wasn't all dark and gloom. And we wanted to make sure that that was brought to the story. So there are moments where you can laugh in the show. You're not just crying all the time.
Jean Paul, my former co-host with Stage Talk, has some wonderful stories about the earthquake. Ask her sometimes about some of her stories. They're very moving, but also very humorous. So maybe you're right about that. as we're going through the show here, it's been a collaborative process for a year, as Brian said. Are you going to have any kind of withdrawals after the show is over? Are these stories going to still linger with you? Are you still going to want to tell these stories, maybe even develop them even more? I mean, Kaylee, you mentioned this story about the gentleman in Valdez. Is this something that maybe you'd want to turn into a short play that would live on its own?
Perhaps. I definitely don't think the earthquake is going to leave my life at all because it's been with me for a year, so it's a big part of me at this point. And I'm very emotionally attached to it. So I don't think I would just be able to drop it like that. But there are stories I keep coming back to, and I'm all like, wow, I'd love to do something with this, or wow, I'd love to revisit this. So I definitely don't think it's going to just stop when the show ends.
And Brian, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, I the other night, opening night, I sort of had a little teary speech where I was like, you guys get to go on with this, and I feel like I've been with it the whole time, and I'm leaving it now. But, I think what's really interesting about doing this kind of work is that you get connected to the personal side of it and how much of yourself you put in the show. And a lot of devising companies, they don't stop after the first production, right? They keep working on it. They keep developing it. And, I think if there was a way that we wanted to do that, we might. But
well, good luck to you.
Yeah.
The show performs tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday. The UAA Fine Arts Building, the show is Earthquake 64. My guests have been Brian Cook, Addie Davis, Peyton Reed, and Kaylee Minow. Thanks a lot for being on the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.